She couldn't remember exactly how the car had veered off course, its toppling through a grove of trees down a small hill. Why was it that one could never recall the exact details of the event that was the cause of one's deepest despair? And yet events don't let us go. They return again, causing us to break out in a cold sweat. When Eve woke from the crash, she didn't need to look. One could always feel when something happened to the people one most loved. Definitive and final. When all of life's meaning suddenly drained from the universe. Eve would have given everything to never have known such bliss if it meant not having to face its annihilation. It no longer mattered if a god or a rearrangement of some invisible symmetries had simply decided that a family had completed its journey. She was ready to join them. Someone was hurrying on the bridge toward Eve, a woman. She was oddly dressed, her clothes patched in vibrant fabrics, her shoes too large for her frame, her hair full of wildflowers. Had she come to save Eve? "Don't!" the woman shouted, her arms reaching out. "Talk to me, please. What's your name?" "I'm Perry." "Hi, Perry," Eve said. Or perhaps she'd only thought it as she was plummeting, her soul leaping ahead, crashing into a blue-like calm. A windless day. On her way down, Eve pleaded to no one. "Please let me try again. Let me meet them once more, another life. Another way." Eve was wrong when she thought souls were made of glass, reflective shards cutting the body and taking residence. Souls were echoes that galloped from one cosmic time to the next, bridging the past and present, masked as déjà vus and dreams, disturbing the body about the possibility of lives it could have had. Another room to wake up in. Another pair of eyes to caress rays of morning light. Another way to rearrange life's fortunes and dodge its fatal mistakes. "As many times as it takes, I will get it right." The woman gasped and ran to the spot where Eve had fallen. She looked down and took out a deck of cards from her bag. They were the only inheritance she had managed to keep. Her grandfather's reinvention of the original tarot, all meticulously hand-painted. He'd been working on them for most of his life, and towards the end, the images seemed to have bled from his own mind further and further away from the original. The cards had helped her survive on the street by bullshitting people, forcing readings, and predicting futures they didn't ask for. They were her only treasure. She shuffled the deck, picked three, and without seeing what she'd drawn, she tossed them in the water after Eve. The cards fluttered around each other in a dance, in a soundless waltz. The woman breathed one last prayer for this stranger she had not managed to save. "May your last wish be fulfilled."